This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. fighter jets struck Houthi rebel sites in Yemen for a sixth time Friday, according to a U.S. official who spoke on a condition of anonymity. The Iranian-backed Houthi militants say their attacks on global shipping in the Red Sea corridor are aimed at stopping Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Israel's government appears to be at odds with Washington, its biggest backer, over the establishment of a Palestinian state. Reuters correspondent Leila Shakrashani reports.
The U.S. State Department pushed for the formation of a Palestinian state on Thursday. Spokesperson Matthew Miller said Israel had an opportunity right now as countries in the region are ready to provide security assurances to Tel Aviv.
We do believe that this conflict, as all conflicts do, will end at some point and that there needs to be a political path forward for the establishment of a Palestinian state. That is the only way not just to answer the legitimate hopes, dreams, aspirations of the Palestinian people, but it is also, and this is critical, the only way to provide lasting security for the Israeli people.
Miller was speaking after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Washington he objected to any Palestinian statehood that did not assure Israel's security.
Reuters correspondent Leila Shakrashahi. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said on Friday there was widespread hunger and anxiety about the future among Palestinians in the Gaza Strip amid the Israeli offensive.
They seem to be in a kind of automatic survival mode. They look exhausted. They cannot really sleep. It's cold. You are in the street. You have drones. You have bombardment.
UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini. This is VOA News. North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a combined naval exercise by South Korea, the U.S., and Japan this week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The underwater drone, which the North says it first tested last year, is among a broad range of weapons systems demonstrated in recent years as leader Kim Jong-un expands his arsenal of nuclear-capable weapons. The purported test comes days after Kim declared he would scrap his country's long-standing goal of a peaceful reunification with South Korea and that his country would rewrite its constitution to define South Korea as its most hostile foreign adversary. South Korea's military says the North has exaggerated the capabilities of the underwater drone. Pyongyang continues to blame its rivals for raising tensions in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in southern Russia detained at least seven people at a protest on Friday, according to a Russian news outlet, an unusual sight during a crackdown amid the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
In a rare act of public defiance, hundreds of supporters of a jailed rights activist staged a protest on Friday in Ufa, the capital of Russia's Bashkortostan Republic. Protests began in the southern region this week in support of minority rights activist Fail Alsanov, who was sentenced on Wednesday to 4 years in a penal colony on charges of stirring ethnic hatred, which he denied. Considered a hero among the area's ethnic Bashkir population, Alsanov has spoken out against their recruitment to fight for Russia in Ukraine, saying this is not our war.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Some 160 people who applied for asylum at Finland's eastern border last year have since disappeared amid a sudden surge of asylum seekers arriving via Russia, Finland's immigration authority said. Finland closed its eastern border with Russia late last year amidst a growing number of arrivals from countries including Syria and Somalia. It accused Moscow of funneling migrants to the border, a claim the Kremlin has denied. Thailand has discovered nearly 15 million tons of lithium deposits, a government spokesman said Friday, a boost for the kingdom's goal of becoming a regional hub for electric vehicle production. The find would mean Thailand has the third largest lithium resources behind Bolivia and Argentina. Lithium is a key component in the manufacture of batteries used in electric cars as well as smartphones and other electronics. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music and more.